The light of the United States of America. An important reminder from Abraham Lincoln. Our nation was founded on the belief that knowledge shall light the path to freedom and justice. That the true strength of this republic lies in the wisdom and virtue of its people. But, my friends, I stand before you today to address a great danger that threatens the foundation of our beloved country. It is the peril of ignorance. An ignorance that is bred not by lack of opportunity, but by a failure in our education system, which has traded true learning for the empty exercise of memorization. The populace that is taught to memorize but not understand is not truly educated. And I tell you, it is a force that may yet prove the ruin of our nation. Let us first consider the subversion of our national spirit. When the minds of our citizens are not nurtured in the ways of reason and critical thought, they become weak and easily swayed. The democratic ideals upon which this country was built are not grasped by rote memorization, but by the deep understanding of liberty, equality, and justice. The populace that cannot think for itself is a people that will struggle to uphold these ideals. Democracy, my friends, is not a machine that runs without the oil of informed and thoughtful citizens. Without education, that oil is lost, and the machine of liberty begins to rust. And what of the voters? The very foundation of this nation lies in the hands of its people, who are entrusted with the sacred duty of choosing their leaders. But what shall we do if those voters, rather than understanding the weight of their choices, are merely parroting what they have been told? When education becomes the act of memorizing words, phrases, or numbers, and not the forming of reasoned opinions, how can we expect the citizenry to choose wisely? Such ignorance invites manipulation, which corrupts our democracy and puts our very freedoms in peril. It is not enough to be able to recall facts. We must understand the consequences of those facts and apply them with wisdom. Moreover, the suppression of critical thought will breed a dangerous dependence. A mind not trained to think critically is like a field left fallow, ripe for the weeds of falsehoods and propaganda to take root. When our people are denied the tools of knowledge and critical reasoning, they will fall prey to the loudest and most forceful voices. Voices that do not speak for the good of the nation, but for their own power. In such a state, a government that promises security at the expense of liberty becomes the favored choice of the uneducated, leading to the erosion of democracy itself. Consider also how this failure in education erodes our very capacity for social mobility. A nation that fails to equip its people with the tools to think, reason, and build, traps them in cycles of poverty, There's a nation that sacrifices the opportunity for advancement and for the betterment of its people. The dream of prosperity, of rising to new heights through education and hard work, fades when the doors to knowledge are locked and the key is held by the few. A divided nation is a weak nation. When ignorance spreads, so does division. A well-educated populace is united in its understanding of what is right, just, and true. But when people cannot understand each other, when they cannot engage in meaningful discourse, distrust festers. That division becomes the breeding ground for instability and unrest, and the bonds that hold us together as a people begin to unravel. And let us not forget, my friends, that a nation divided by ignorance is a nation where power is consolidated in the hands of the few. History teaches us that those in power will seek to maintain that power by controlling access to education. The educated elite will hold the keys to knowledge and ensure that the doors remain shut to all but their own. And as the masses remain uneducated, they will be deprived of the means to challenge this unequal system. And true democracy will wither on the vine. Thus, I warn you. Memorization alone is not education, and an education without critical thought is a hollow shell. Let us not be lulled into the complacency by the illusion of knowledge. Let us not allow our children to memorize empty facts and words, while the true purpose of education, understanding and wisdom, is neglected. We must call upon the spirit of this great nation to ensure that every citizen is given the opportunity to think, to reason, and to understand the true meaning of liberty. For only then can we safeguard this government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Let us dedicate ourselves to the preservation of our democracy, not by the rote repetition of words, but by the cultivation of minds that can reason, that can understand, and that can unite in the pursuit of truth and justice. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should make this pledge. Let us commit to an education that frees the mind, strengthens the spirit, and secures the future of this nation.